I'm late at night, quiet, no cars, nothing to really say. I was gonna do some conjecture, like the quote unquote federal troops. Let me give you a little history of America that you might not know, but I read two books or three books or five books on it, and a lot of books. Well, I read 200,000 books that I had on my disc when I was robbed and I was beaten to death in December. I had a library, a very large library, with an entire university worth of video courses that I took from the internet for free from MIT and Stanford and everything, covering everything up to graduate, finished, done. And all of that, he just left my door open, popped my disc, and killed me. And so I didn't die, of course, because frankly, I don't die. So one of the things about America is that about 100 years ago, that was 1920. Go back a little bit more, like the Civil War. Jamestown's first major business was a stagecoach stop from the West, and the going West. And one of the things that stagecoaches dealt with was boxes of human scalps that the somehow settlers took from the Indians. In other words, they killed the Indians, they scalped them. And they brought the scalps through Jamestown on their way to Europe, where they were made into special ointments for their skin, which at the time Europeans had all kinds of uses for human stuff, and that's largely why people escaped from there. But the scalps were still a deal because the Europeans paid for them to make their ointments and stuff. And when the scalps would come through here at the stagecoach stop, Wells Fargo or something, they would look to see if there were any Mason tattoos on the scalps, which would make it invalid. So, as long as it was a good scalp off to Europe, I was gonna just conjecture that these federal troops are partially the guys who scalped, who investigated and sold human body parts to Europe for ointments and other medicinal purposes. I mean, this is their distant history. Now they work for Trump. Trump's people are like, you know, they have a religion, which I heard, and you could easily find on the internet. I'm talking, look for the accusers of the faithful. In other words, they commit crimes, and if you accuse them, you're evil. You're one of Satan's minions because they're accusing them and they're committing crimes. It's kind of like almost cops in a way, because everyone knows that in reality, cops don't obey the law. They have a license to break the law. That is part of the foundation of America. So I couldn't think of anything discreet besides the end of the food for 100 million people, which they put in their pantry. I mean, you have these little pantries, pantry. I have a pantry. I didn't have food this month. I went through my pantry. I got the money from this month finally, and I spent it all in about an hour, about 30 minutes, and I packed up my pantry again, and I'm broke. But I'm set up for the month, and my pantry is back. So I'm not too unhappy about that, but there's the preppers of my pantry. Now they're saying, we're not gonna have food out there for a year, so you better have enough food to last a year. But yeah, that's basically what they're all talking about, and get lots of guns and ammo. And that's just an indication of what I'm saying about a billion metric tons of corn and other grains, etc., more. The whole harvest went to something called China, but in reality, it went into a pantry, and they're just using China as a purchaser for their pantry, and they purchased all the foods, which will cause starvation this winter, and then there's the homelessness, and if Trump gets in, there'll be the evictions in December, and we'll have a war. a revolution, a genocide, because they will use chemical and other weapons, and they have no compunction. I mean, these people use human parts for medicinal purposes for themselves. They're like in Star Trek, there was a race of aliens that everybody sort of